Beery is a podcast for adults, by adults, containing adult language. Listener discretion is advised. Don't hear my cell phone 3 seconds ago. That's excellent.
All right.
Okay, so before I was so rudely interrupted by myself somehow, I was asking you if I was remembering correctly that this is our first episode since Game of Thrones Season 6 came and went.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that is correct.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
It was a good one, I felt. I mean, I'm not a book reader, so I don't really have...
Those particular books.
Yeah. You know, not that it would have helped me much this season, but or even part of last season. But that said, I mean, I guess it informs certain people's opinions, but I thought this season was fantastic.
That's because it was.
You can tell, right? Like, they're no longer hindered by this pacing that the book sort of required because they're trying to do, like, a book a season or a book every two seasons or whatever it is. Like, they just ripped right through a bunch of story this season very quickly.
Yeah. It did feel like there was a bit of a slow build, which they've done in the past. I think that's just kind of the hallmark of the series. But the payoff was just epic.
And I felt like they paid off a lot of things that took a long time to set up last season, like very rapidly. Like,
yeah.
I agree that there was a build for sure. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like they paid off like the whole like Hound thing. Like, they didn't bother like having a dude in a cloak for 3 episodes or any of that BS. They paid that off right away. You know, they brought a lot of elements back from previous seasons. That was good. I really enjoyed all that stuff.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
Last episode, goddamn.
Yeah. Well, the ninth one, Battle of the Bastards. Like, I was having a tough time believing that was only 60 minutes.
Right? A lot happened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
It's a lot to unpack. I'm trying to, like, try to go back. It was like 10 seasons, 10 episodes, and it's just like, ah. Yeah, totally forgot about the Hound coming back and kicking ass and taking names.
Yeah.
And swear words.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I guess they said, okay, there's 2 seasons left, total of 13-ish episodes. So, you know, Daenerys is on her way back, finally. And I'm glad everything kind of just sort of converged on her end of the world, because it just felt sometimes that it was taking way too long. They kept like, you know, oh, you have ships. No, we burn your ships. Oh, you escaped the horsemen. No, no, no. You're right back with them because
ship burning is a thriving industry on Essos. She's lost more fleets than many people will ever have.
It's like, holy crap, man.
Mother of dragons, but really bad with boats.
Yeah, they finally cut away all of the obstacles.
No, I think that's a good way to put it. They finally, without having to, like you said, to be adherent to the structure of the books, and they're utterly meandering pace at this point, we actually had some payoff and resolution and movement.
Yeah, it like felt like it really wasn't just, you know, an airy 10 episodes where like they had content, but there's also a bunch of stalling. It was like, no, this was meaty all the way through.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like now we can, we're starting to legitimately see the end game.
Yes.
You know,
right on.
We finally, like you said, we finally have some boats.
got some dragons, got horse people, got all the scorned individuals from various plot threads in Westeros now on the side.
Yeah, the final alliances have taken form. It's like in Survivor when they at the very end when they merge the two, all the tribes. That's got to be the only time anyone's ever described Game of Thrones as Survivor, but I just did it.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
How do you like? Do you think that the North men and women will be allies to Daenerys, or do you think they're going to clash next season?
That's going to come down to an order of meeting, I think. I believe now that Sam is successfully enrolled in Hogwarts, as it was, which was not how I had that placed picture in my head, but that's definitely what they were going for. I think he's going to like put together that things that start with dragon up to and including dragons are good against the White Walkers. So if he somehow gets, you know, to John before there's a chance for like that classic Act One misunderstanding before they become get together and become the Avengers. I think all will be well.
It's a good way of putting it. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, maybe Sam is ultimately the linchpin that kind of, you know, determines how messed up things are going to be when everybody clashes on the same patch of land.
Yeah. It will definitely help that Varys appears to have secured Dorne as a beachhead for them.
Yeah. True.
They have a place to park the boats before they are set aflame.
Yeah, that's
whatever horrible tragedy befalls the boats again.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if they land and the first thing they do, fuck these boats, burn them. The boats are on fire again.
Isn't there historical precedence for that maneuver?
Maybe. I don't know.
I feel like there was I want to say it was Cortez who burned his boats so they couldn't turn back.
Okay, well, you know, that's one way of motivating people, I suppose.
Yeah, right.
All the Iron Islands people are like, dude, this was our livelihood. What the hell? Can't
Not
swim
cool.
back.
Not cool. I promised you fire and blood.
Yeah. No, nothing in there about water. Not a single thing.
We don't have an official episode count yet, do we?
For the next season? No.
Or seasons.
No, they said 13-ish total, so one might be 7, one might be 6, but there was no official.
Oh, okay. Count. So they are gonna go the Breaking Bad route, it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. Let them, you know, finish it out however they want to.
No, I'd rather just have one large, long season, but they probably can't shoot in that time frame.
Yeah, probably not. And maybe they're wondering, hey, maybe Brexit totally screwed us, so let's just get in however many episodes we can next year.
Well, Daenerys kind of Brexited also.
Yeah, there you go.
She mexed it. Merexed. I don't even know how you would merge that.
I don't know. Dragon, drag exit? I don't know. She left her boyfriend there, though. He was like, oh, come on, guys.
Yeah,
interesting stuff.
Oh, it's been great. So, okay. Lyanna Mormont versus Daenerys. Who wins?
Oh, man. Such an awesome character, Lyanna Mormont. I'm so glad they introduced her. Is she in the books? I guess since I'm not a book reader, I don't know.
Okay. She is, but she's
badass.
Yeah, you don't see her directly like that, but a lot of her most awesome lines are verbatim lifted from the novels.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, well, and she is like an 8-year-old because the rest of the house got wiped out in the
like various things
in seasons 2 and 3.
Yeah. That she is awesome.
Yeah. I'm surprised that no one is, at least that I've seen on social media, is calling out Sansa Stark for almost fucking everything up in the Battle of the Bastards.
Oh, by not calling in the Eerie?
No, she called the men, but she didn't tell anyone she was calling the men.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That would have been useful information from a military tactics standpoint.
Yeah. You know, instead people seem to be like blaming Jon for like not being smarter about, you know, what he was doing and, you know, the whole Leroy. He basically Leroy Jenkins'd his way. I mean, you've seen the video that they've been moving around the internet these days. They put the Leroy Jenkins audio.
I could tell over the
they put the Leroy Jenkins audio right over the whole scene where Rickon gets killed. Yeah. Spoilers. And he goes in and he says, Leroy, you know, the whole nine. They're like, you know, ragging on him is what I've seen. and less on Sansa, but, you know, John, as usual, seems like he knows nothing. So that's true to character.
It's kind of his thing.
Yeah.
I thought he played it pretty well. I mean, that play from Ramsay Bolton was pretty particularly cruel, even for him. Yeah. So I think a lot of people would have reacted that way.
And apparently a lot of people would have zigzagged, which he did not do.
Yeah, Rickon I can't really defend. that was not the best 100-meter dash I've ever seen.
Oh, well. Yeah. So much for that guy.
Yeah. But eating Maya's dogs, that was definitely – that felt good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty fitting. I mean, I was wondering how they were going to do it, yeah. And, you know.
I'm just glad that some of the quote-unquote good guys got some wins this season.
Yeah, true. I mean, it's about time, right? I mean, we don't have much show left. So they better start, you know, getting some wins.
Well, there aren't many people left. Yeah, that's true. They winnowed hard this year, too.
Yeah, man. I was pissed they got rid of Marjorie. I mean, I understand, like, the epicness of the scene and the whole thing. I mean, it makes total sense. I'm not saying they should have done something different, but I really like Marjorie's character. And, wow, just wiped off the map.
Yeah. It's impossible for me to know because the novels are still a figment of George R. R. Martin's imagination at this point. But I suspect that will play out very differently if and when The Winds of Winter are ever published. Because there are some significant differences in that particular storyline in the novels.
Okay.
So they won't even be able to go that way, I don't think. Hmm. But again, I was really impressed with how much of the novels they were able to work in and or work back in.
Okay.
The in the finale where we have all the kids come together and just knife everybody in perfect harmony.
Yeah.
Like a horrible Coca-Cola commercial. that's loosely based on the epilogue to the final novel.
Oh, okay.
But in the novel, it's orchestrated by Varys, and it's Kevin Lannister getting knifed.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. So they couldn't do it the same, but they had a nod to it, which I really appreciated, and they executed it well as well. I didn't even see that one.
And they got rid of Kevin anyway, I guess just in a different...
Oh, yeah. Yes, they did.
Man.
Oh, I wish Wobby were here because I would have to like congratulate him on his Ian McShane bromance. That guy was great in that one episode. He was so good. I hated to see him go so fast, but it was excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Can we talk about Jon Snow's man bun?
Sure.
I feel like we need to discuss this.
Well, you know.
I mean, he had a rough year, but.
Yeah. You go through a death experience, not near death, a death experience.
Yeah. Yes.
You know.
A full death experience.
Maybe then you're entitled to get the, go that route with your
hair. I don't give a shit haircut. Yeah.
I stopped caring, but it gets in my face, so I have to do something kind of approach. Seems appropriate.
You want me to cut that for you? My watch is ended. I don't know what that means, John.
It means I can't see. Put this in a bun.
Is it a bold choice? But I guess Ned also wore the man buns.
Yeah, you're right.
It was like a familial thing. So
you're right. And all the Targaryens have long hair, right? All the men.
Yeah. Yeah. But they let it hang. They don't.
They don't have the curly locks, though. Maybe that's part of the problem.
That's true.
You know, they were wavy.
They got that straight Pantene hair thing going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I played a ghost in the original Ghostbusters, and I need to keep this, you know, this way.
Oh yeah. Yes, the Mighty Vigo. Oh God. You just spoke the unholy words, though.
Ghostbusters?
Yeah, unexcited for that movie.
Really unexcited, huh?
Yeah, I really want to be too, and I just... It's possible it's just bad marketing.
Yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic. I think the cast will be fine. I have no qualms about the cast.
The cast looks great.
Yeah. It's just, you know, what's the story going to be like, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just praying they don't try too hard to, like, meld a bunch of storylines together, because it seems like there's a lot going on from the trailer or trailers.
It's true.
But, you know, we'll see. See how it goes. I just rewatched Spy last night. It was same director, same creative team, roughly. That movie's still hilarious to me. So, you know, if they
oh, I've not seen that, Spy. Is that good?
Oh, check it out. Yeah, Paul Feig is the director, and it has what's her name? Melissa McCarthy is the main character, and Jason Statham is fucking hilarious.
I believe that.
I've never laughed so hard at Jason Statham in any role he's ever had. He is downright hilarious in that movie. Yeah. Totally worth watching.
This is probably going to sound weird from coming out of a heterosexual male's mouth, but I loved Bridesmaids. I adore it. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It sounds really good too. I think it's also the same
people. Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah.
Yeah. So they've got potential there. It could really work.
Yeah, it seems like they're all set up. I just don't know if they pulled it off or not.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out. I think it's in 2 weeks from when we're recording this, like the 15th of July, I think, something like that.
Yeah. Second half of July. I want to say the 22nd.
Oh, okay.
I have not watched any movies this year for the most part since Civil War.
Yeah, I haven't either. I just
do not care, and I can't figure out why.
I'm very curious about Independence Day 2, but I haven't had a chance to go see it.
Oh, is that already out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
And X-Men? Did you see the new X-Men?
No. I just couldn't muster any enthusiasm for it.
Yeah, it's honestly, I feel like it's on par with Days of Future Past.
Okay. And, you know, that, to be fair, that's not a bad movie.
Yeah, it's not. It's just,
I will totally be red boxing that bad boy, but.
Yeah. It's not Marvel quality. That's the thing.
No. And Singer just doesn't have that high of a ceiling.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. 10 years ago, I would have been so jazzed to see all this stuff from the X-Men.
Yeah, right.
Side. Yeah. But, you know, it's just so different now.
So. Yeah. The bar has been raised considerably.
Yeah. So that was the last thing I think I saw after post-Civil War. I don't think I've actually been in the movies.
Yeah, I don't know that there's been a reason to go.
Yeah.
I'm not excited for the Trek Beyond or whatever the shit is actually called.
Star Trek Beyond. I forgot. Yeah, that comes out soon too, right?
Yeah. I mean, and I guess the Beastie Boys are handling the soundtrack again for some reason.
You know.
And Idris Elba is in it as not Idris Elba. Which,
right.
I don't love that either.
What do you think of Idris Elba being in The Dark Tower? He's Roland Deschain in the movie.
I've never gotten around to reading the novels. But I mean, he's a badass, so.
Yeah, I've seen some stills. He looks really good. I'm excited for that.
You know, it's funny when they first announced that, I thought maybe I'd read it backwards. I thought McConaughey would be Roland because he's got that cowboy thing going on. And I thought, you know, I was like, Idris Elba's got the baritone. I did, cool. Yeah. The Man in Black. And then like, no, we're doing it the other way around.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Yeah. There's a new Bourne movie coming out, right?
Yeah.
What else is coming?
The Bourne Indemnity or something. I don't even know.
Indemnity. I think it's just called Jason Bourne.
I think that's actually right. They're going Rocky with it.
Yeah. And I think that's later, though. I think we have that Star Trek and Ghostbusters before.
Yeah.
Before that comes out. And then Suicide Squad in August.
Right. I think we found Dory last week.
Yeah, right. Finding Dory was last week. Yeah, I'm scrolling through. There's a lot of unappealing things here in the list. Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah,
come on, Hollywood. What are you doing here?
Yeah, man. You know, summer, I feel like it's sort of fizzling a little bit. It's just not the same. Maybe because Batman vs. Superman came out so early, it feels like it's just been going for a while.
Yeah. I don't think summer movie season is as big of a deal as it used to be. Mm-hmm. Although I think sometimes I feel like Hollywood was the last one to get that memo.
Maybe you're right.
Because they do kind of – it seems like they're still trying to make tent poles.
Yeah.
But they're just not very good. Except yeah. when Marvel's involved, evidently.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how Suicide Squad performs. I'm curious.
That looks fun. I don't think that's going to blow my mind or anything, but it looks fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're cruising through the calendar here. I mean, June's done. I'm surprised it went yeah. through so fast. So.
Yeah, but we're definitely in the dog days of summer now. Thrones is done.
Yep.
The NFL is months away. The NBA season is done. Although we got to talk free agency here in a minute.
I was going to say I'm sure there's you want to talk about the highly entertaining last few days.
Oh my god. We're finally answering what happens when you double a salary cap. Turns out pandemonium.
Man, and even NFL players are losing their shit over what you know the announcements, and it's like no one did the math for them that there's like literally like four times as many players in the NFL than there are in the NBA.
Math, not the NFL players' strong suit.
Yeah, you know, it's like so do the average, bro. it's gonna go up,
and you and maybe your players' union should suck a little bit less, also.
Okay. That,
you could maybe you could guarantee those contracts because you're playing a much more dangerous game. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a free idea.
Yeah, and you know another aspect of it is hey the contracts in the NBA are longer, so the sum total looks really big, but on a yearly basis, it's probably not as big as it might sound because NBA players last longer. Mm-hmm. They don't. Their bodies aren't completely, you know, crushed into a fine powder. You know, after a few years.
Well, you do have to get your knees replaced, is what I've been given to understand. But you're not crazy, or you know, or taking OxyContin like it's breakfast cereal. So it's that's good.
Yeah, sounds like a good trade off.
Yeah, I'm going to call that a win.
You can still do business with bad knees, but you can't really, you know, have right. a post athletic career with you know, crazy head.
Yeah, you just don't do much of anything apparently except drink. It's yeah. horrible.
Yeah, and just the concussion, like the mental conditions and the suicidalness of and all that stuff with the concussions.
Oh yeah, you know, it's horrible. Really dangerous. Like, you know? It's really bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's died since last we talked?
Who's died? Oh.
I know we lost Ali.
Yep, Muhammad Ali passed away.
But I'm losing track of those celebrity deaths this year.
Today, Elie Wiesel died. He's a prominent writer and Holocaust survivor. A lot of people read his book Night in high school, usually something like that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, a bunch of people got gunned down, but that's nothing different than the United States.
Jeez, I know, right? But it was a different country, though, right?
Well, I meant like Orlando happened.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, dozens of Americans died, but also a bunch of people in Turkey got killed, and a bunch of people in Germany got hurt, I think, and
yeah,
so on and so forth. Britain's economy died.
Well, did it? or did the stock market just get scared because that's what it kind of does to everything?
I think they lost a solid $2 trillion. I think in the short term here, they're just going to take a while to get that back.
All right, that hurts. Yeah.
I think the number the math was about $100,000 for every vote for leaving.
It's an expensive vote.
Yeah,
that's so like money that NFL players can do. Or math. Damn it, I screwed up my own joke.
So I saw you tweeted about the latest contract that the Mavericks just
offered. It just hurts so bad.
Some quality.
But I know what it is. Like, people don't like Cuban. By people, I mean people that play basketball.
Yeah.
His abrasive Shark Tank attitude, I know he doesn't mean anything by it, but these athletes are sensitive and competitive, and they get pissed off. And yeah. It's definitely hurting us in free agency. which is how we offer Harrison Barnes $95 million for 4 years. Oh, my God.
That sounds nice, man.
I'm trying to figure out what I think the worst contract I've heard so far is. That might be it. Yeah. I don't know. The Knicks are trying to build a team from 6 years ago. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's true. That's quite interesting. Kevin Durant still hasn't made a decision, and he's going to interesting places.
Yeah.
I mean, Dwayne Wade, they still haven't locked him down. I mean, that's getting nuts.
Yeah, I'm hearing like $20 million probably from somebody eventually.
Yeah, and not the Heat, it seems, which I'm very surprised by. They did lock down Hassan Whiteside for an incredible amount of money.
Yeah, that's a good move, though.
Yeah. Dwight Howard, I think, is going to Atlanta?
That's right, and Al Horford's moving to Boston.
Yeah.
That's a good move for the Celtics.
Yeah, very strange stuff.
Clips to re-sign Austin Rivers.
Okay.
Well, if that's not throwing in the towel, I don't know what is.
They're trying to land Durant in fairness to them.
They were, but that pretty much says they're out of it.
Yeah.
Which is funny because not 24 hours ago it was all like, you know, hey, they made a real impression. I'm like,
yeah, they blew him away or something. Yeah, it's like, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, no, they didn't.
I'm sure and you can get blown away, but it doesn't mean that he's, you know, for the big. I mean, you got to wait.
Yeah. No, I expect probably before even I get this podcast posted to hear he's going back to OKC. Mm.
I think it makes the most sense. And I think the way the math works for his max contract for his years of service, if he waits till next year, he gets like a 5% bump in total, like max contract.
Well, the cap is going to escalate again.
Yeah, so he should just take a year contract and then next year just go bonkers.
Yep. Yeah, and if he and Westbrook don't like what they hear, they just leave together.
Yeah. You know, makes the most sense to me.
Yeah, and honestly, I think the last 18 months, that's been what everyone expected him to do. But now that we're in the moment, everyone's super excited about the possibilities of something else playing out.
Yeah. And I'm sure Durant's just like, hey, free steak. And whatever else I get out of these guys.
I would like 7 porterhousers, please. Kevin, this is Bruce Chris, not Costco.
Or maybe he's vegetarian. I don't know.
He's a big guy. I don't know that you get that large with just your broccoli.
A nice tempeh bacon, you know, type of thing. A tofu steak. I don't know.
Let's see. Mozgov to the LA Lakers. That may be the worst signing ever.
They got Luol Deng, I think, as well from Miami.
They did, but I like that move.
Yeah, that was a good move. Not for me, and personally, as a fan of Miami, but that was a good move.
Yeah. Now, remind me, you guys are one of the Durant suitors, right?
Yes, although, I mean, there's no way it happens if you ask me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if they don't manage to keep Wade.
I don't know. Miami's pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome. Don't get me wrong. You know, take your talents to South Beach, please. But it's just if they don't have Bosch healthy, if they don't have Wade, they're not a very attractive team from a roster perspective.
You know? Well, you locked up Whiteside.
They locked up Whiteside, which is
great. Dragic is is enigmatic the word I want to use?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, there might be something there.
It's just it's hard. It's not, you know, it's not, hey, we got CP3 and Blake Griffin type of attractiveness, you know.
Is Blake Griffin is that a pro at this point, given that he's beating people to death?
Okay.
Are you excited to play with the guy who punched the other guy's jaw off or whatever the hell actually happened?
That's fair. That's fair. Oh, he's going to Golden State and looking at all the, you know, nut kicking that they did in the.
Oh my God, that's terrifying if he actually went to the Golden State.
Yeah. Oh, that's Silicon Valley money, man. That's what they got going on.
Yeah. That would be sick. Absolutely sick.
Yeah.
Five of the best, or four of the best players from the Western Conference Finals, and on the same team. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And then in a year they somehow had Westbrook. Actually, I guess that doesn't make any sense with Curry, but.
Yeah, that might not work. I might have to break up that group.
But are any of these guys going to play for Team USA in a month?
I don't know. Who's the most reckless and willing to get Zika? That's the question.
Carmelo Anthony.
There you go.
But beyond that,
there's a lot of Zika scare. I don't know.
Man. Oh yeah, yeah. There's a lot of people not going to this thing.
And I think they just had some other
1980 all over again.
I swear they just had another disaster over there. Like something else happened recently in Rio. I forget. There was some giant flood or something.
It's Brazil. Disasters are kind of, it's their thing.
Yeah. Could be worse. Could be Venezuela. Sorry for the international burn, Venezuela, but no one can get food. That's a problem. Straight up.
You're going to take in the pass for that?
We're going wide, you know, wide spectrum here with our trash talk.
Gonna say you have to feed your people. That is basic nation state stuff.
I mean, geez, it's rough. Really?
Is that Messi retired from national international play?
Yeah, yeah, and then you know, Copa America and the Euro are going on right now. Yeah. So that's something for the summer, a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you hear?
Well, Copa's done.
Yeah, yeah, Copa's done, and Euros. I'm just saying, like, you know, there's some stuff going on right now.
It's true. Yeah, we had a great June. Got an epic finals, which we somehow talked around.
Yeah, I guess it's true, but that was nuts. Freaking Cleveland, man. You know. I guess good on that.
Let's call it what it is. Freaking LeBron.
Yeah, freaking LeBron. Well, you know, at least it's no one else. If it doesn't put to rest,
he's literally the Eastern Conference.
if people keep calling him not clutch at this point, I mean, what are they smoking?
They can go live in Venezuela if that's how they feel.
Yeah, there you go.
That's my suggestion to you.
Yeah.
I think I tweeted this. I mean, that block with 2 minutes left in Game 7.
Yeah.
I mean, you can call – Steph Curry, I know, is an incredible shooter. But – and yeah, I know he's two-time MVP, but he doesn't have anything close to a defensive game like James has.
True.
That dude can play just about any damn position well, both sides of the court. I mean, what else do you want?
Yep. And when his mind is focused – which was, I think, an issue earlier in his career in the playoffs. Like, look, I mean, boom. Yeah. Cleveland has something to be proud of for once. Again, more burn, more location burn, but still.
No, listen, they would agree with you. It's been a long road to that time for those poor guys. I mean, and LeBron had to leave and force the team to tank effectively in order to get it done.
Yeah.
That was finally what that's basically, that was the long con. It's like, all right, I'm going to leave so you guys can tank. And that's how we're going to get the one other good player.
Jeez. Yeah. I'm happy for him. I'm, you know, as a Heat fan, it sucks that the Heat kind of exited so early, but I'm happy that
you know,
things turned out this way, I suppose.
He takes an inordinate amount of shit, which you alluded to. And I'm really glad. I mean, like, He couldn't get through that fucking post game without weeping.
Yeah.
It really was something very important to him, clearly, that he wanted to get his home state a title.
Yeah. And he delivered.
Yeah.
He
delivered. Against the greatest regular season team of all time, down 3-1.
Yep. I mean, there's a story for you. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So, related to sports, I wanted to ask your opinion about the impending Las Vegas NHL franchise. Did you hear about this?
I did not, but it's funny. It's coming on the heels of last night I discovered, like, Nevada state laws prohibit the drafting of laws against public intoxication. So
really?
I'm not even making this up. This is like an actual thing. So I for one, am delighted that we're going to add angry Canadians to that particular stew. In the desert with booze. Only good things can happen.
Only good things can happen. I'm just surprised Vegas is the expansion point. Like, really? Like, there's an overwhelmingly Canadian audience, I would say, for that league.
Oh,
and they have very few Canadian teams. And they're going to put one in a desert.
It's not even the first one they've put in the desert.
I suppose you're right.
There's one of freaking Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, really?
But doesn't the NHL have, like, a lockout every 2 years also?
Yeah, I don't
particularly really well around that particular that league. Yeah.
I don't follow too carefully, but, yeah, it always seems kind of a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Just Vegas.
So, man. Yeah, so sticking a hockey team in Vegas, I think, fits right in with this. Oh, my God. Gary Bettman, seriously, what the fuck? What is wrong with you? So we talked Thrones. We talked about the fact there's nothing to watch on TV.
I have some stuff to plug. Fill your summer spare time if you have time.
Oh, thank God!
I finished Voltron: The Legendary Defender on Netflix.
I'm so glad you remembered that.
11 episodes. It's made by some of the creative team behind Avatar: The Last Airbender and Legend of Korra.
Oh, shit. No wonder it's awesome.
Really, yeah, really good reimagining of the show. Like, I'm impressed. Like, they're not just retelling the original U.S. story, version of the story. They actually are making something brand new, and it's really good. I really enjoyed that.
So is it drastically different than the original?
It has the same elements. A lot of this, I mean, Voltron's Voltron, it looks the same, except these CGI instead of kind of a mix of CGI and cel shade kind of.
It's like Ghost in the Shell.
Sort of, yeah, a little bit. The origin story of the characters and some of the other plots are just modernized and like streamlined. Like, you know, they know how to craft a story and put like characters together and have it make sense. So they do that better than any other incarnation of Voltron.
Yeah, not that wasn't a strength that really anime enforced.
Yeah, well, and I you know, they took like two different anime series and like they did the Robotech thing. They like sliced and diced them and
voiced over them. That's very difficult to get a coherent narrative when you're like assembling it like a Las Vegas hockey team.
Yeah, there you go. Way to tie it back. They've tried rebooting Voltron like once or twice in the 90s, I think, and it just didn't take. But this one's really good. And they end the season in a cliffhanger that was like, damn it, really? So I think they're definitely doing more. So it's good. So I recommend that. Mr. Robot, I'm not done with season one, but you can stream it on Amazon Prime if you've got it. Season one. Season two, I think, is starting to air or will be airing soon on USA.
Okay.
That show is crazy dark. If you're looking for a Breaking Bad kind of adder, if you're not watching Better Call Saul, which is good also, I started it, but I'm not deep into it like others are right now. But Mr. Robot's really, really good, and it's the most accurate portrayal of hacking I have seen ever on film. So check that out too if you've got some time.
That's cool. I've heard good things about it.
Yeah.
I just Googled True Detective Season 3, and looks like it's not a thing.
I didn't think so.
Oh, okay. Come on, Adblock. Block faster. This episode, unsponsored in part by Adblock. Release date seems to be uncertain until now. Okay, why? This is both tagged with Matthew McConaughey and Olivia Munn.
Interesting. I heard rumors about Matthew McConaughey coming back.
Yeah, and I can't seem to get this to load to see if there's anything to that, unfortunately. That's a bummer.
Maybe they'll let it lie low for a
while. My God, but speaking of HBO, though, those ads for Westworld look incredible.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that's a beloved sci-fi series, so I'm really excited for that this fall. Or yeah, October, I think, is the drop date.
Man, October, like, everything's going to be coming down. Like, Flash and Arrow start in October as well.
Yeah.
All right, well, here comes the
fall,
then.
I saw there was a casting call for someone for Arrow. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You're laughing. That's not good.
there's like, a WWE star that's joining the cast. And did you hear that Draco Malfoy is joining on The Flash? The guy that played Draco Malfoy on the movies, Harry Potter movies?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. He's going to play like another CSI in the police department or something.
Okay.
And they're definitely doing Flashpoint. That's for sure. That's the name of the first episode of the new season.
Nice.
So.
Yeah. Sure, yeah, I'm really looking forward to The Flash. Not so much Arrow, but.
Yeah, season 4 did not end well, I don't think. I just, man.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It did appear that they understood they needed to maybe kind of like try and get back to basics.
Yeah.
So I think maybe there's some hope there, but yeah, it left me cold in a lot of ways, unfortunately. I'm more likely to just rewatch season 1, I think, on Netflix.
There you go.
Which I really enjoyed.
Did you? It's okay. You don't watch? Do you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I don't.
Okay. That ended really, really well, I think, this
last
season.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear. That's awesome.
They, you know, they picked and choose the different elements of the Secret Warriors storyline, but I thought it worked well, and they left things in an interesting status quo for next season. So I'm looking forward to that coming back.
So have you been able to bring yourself to take a look at Rebirth?
No, not yet. Okay. I'm so behind. I just finished Secret Wars.
Okay.
And honestly, I don't see how that was an event. That was more like the end of the event that Hickman was writing in New Avengers for like a year or two.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, on Hickman writes.
It's like they marketed the end of his story as an event, but it's like, nah, man, the whole story was like a truly epic tale, like crazy twisted stuff. Yeah. And the resolution of it is Secret Wars. Mm-hmm. That was strange to me, but overall it was enjoyable.
Hickman thinks on 50 issue arcs. I mean, it's true.
Yeah,
it's just he approaches the genre. Yeah,
diagrams, charts, graphs. You know, plus the story.
Right.
So, yeah.
There is shit going on.
So I haven't even touched Civil War II yet, and I haven't touched Rebirth at all either. But I'm curious to check it out, because why not? DC reboots again. At least it's not something Crisis this time.
That's true.
But I guess we're two reboots in where there isn't a Crisis, right? Because last one was Flashpoint, and this time it's Rebirth.
Right.
Oh, I read the spoiler about the whole Watchmen tie-in thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That's crazy. I wonder, is Alan Moore like, did any of his beard hairs twinge at that, you know, element?
Well, he was like Davy Jones and Pirates of the Caribbean. It just became prehensile from rage. No, I have no idea. I'm done with Professor Alan Moore.
Yeah,
I love the guy's work, but I'm just tired of listening to the words come out of his beard. There's not enough chicken in all the Seven Kingdoms to listen to that crap anymore.
Yeah, so I guess they're taking his characters and running with them, which I guess they've, you know, been able to do for forever and a day.
Yeah,
but they're really putting that IP to use, I guess, from a business perspective.
Well, yeah, but I mean, and this is the part where I have to call bullshit on his bitchery about it. The idea that DC has like kept things in print to screw him out of it, and it's like, no, it stayed in print because it sold for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Turns out you wrote a really good story, and you bet against yourself. That is effectively what he did.
Yeah. I can see that.
You put your money on do not pass instead of pass on the craps table, dude. I have a hard time feeling bad for you.
Yeah. And now they're just you know, yeah, running with them. He unleashed those characters onto the world, and now they just, you know, they're doing what they do.
Which apparently is reboot things.
Yeah, you know, they love they love their reboots.
Yeah. How do you feel about Captain America being a Nazi?
Oh, God. You know.
He and I touched on that on the last episode, but.
You know, it's. I already read the spoiler because I was curious about the episode, issue two. And, I, you know, I agree with what you said on Twitter. It's like, dude, he's told one issue's worth of story. That's like 17 pages, if you're lucky, of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, give him some time. And apparently, he's not actually a Nazi. Who would have thunk it?
You know.
It's a reality-altering person. Yeah. You know, makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So, yeah.
There was a plan all along. I did not see that coming.
I mean, I think instead of looking at that surface-like twist, you know, the implications of where this will go for the rest of that storyline is Nick Spencer, right? I think Nick Spencer's writing.
It's Spencer, yeah.
You know, Nick Spencer's really good. Like, give him some time. I'm sure he'll have this really interesting kind of arc at minimum for six or seven issues.
Right.
But, you know, what are the long-term implications of the changes that Kubrick made? You know, that should be pretty fascinating, more than maybe even the initial twist. So let's see where it goes, man.
Yeah, that guy writes like a lost writer. So there's some more shit coming.
Yeah.
Not Captain Nazi. Not going to be the new status quo. I can almost guarantee it.
I mean, he wrote Morning Glories, right? Or he writes Morning Glories?
Yeah, that's the same dude.
Look at Morning Glories.
Right.
It's only the tip of the iceberg in terms of messed up.
It's not like Hickman where it's a 50-issue arc, but, you know, it's going to be more than 17 pages.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know, I guess another thing that's coming out, speaking of comics and TV shows and stuff that I haven't seen at all, but Preacher is getting a lot of good reviews on AMC.
I saw that. I may have to actually watch that now.
Yeah. Something to do over the summer.
Yeah. So. There's a bunch of Star series that I've been really thinking about checking out. They're like the Chipotle of television. Like it's comfort food, but it's like high end comfort food.
They have all natural organic ingredients.
That's right. Except when they accidentally add the salmonella.
And you just
and
get
black
guac with everything. Yeah, yeah. You get guac with everything for some reason. So it's just
exactly. No. But I mean, they have a pirate show. I'm sure that's at least fun. Da Vinci's Demons was their thing. I'm hearing good things about the Girlfriend Experience.
Oh, and they have Outlander, right? Is that with them?
Yes, and that's their money one.
Yeah. So there you go. Plenty of content there to mine, I suppose.
Oh, there's so much content.
Never an end to the content.
No, and Netflix has become such a big player too.
Yeah, Marco Polo season 2 just came out. I don't know if.
Oh no, is that good too?
Marco Polo, I'd say is B-level material, but it'll get you through. You can definitely binge watch that thing.
Yeah.
And season 2 just started on Friday, the 1st of July. So that's a whole new season of stuff there. Kimmy Schmidt, they just put out.
That was so good.
Yeah.
I've heard Lady Dynamite's fantastic.
I've heard that too. I haven't seen it. Voltron is a Netflix exclusive. And just new stuff just shows up all the time. They're really doing good on the original content. Like, you know, it's hard to keep track anymore of all the stuff that they've put out.
I understand Orange is the New Black is still killing it apparently too.
Yeah, season 4 of that came out. Yeah, just never ending, man.
Yeah. Them and HBO, it's just...
Yeah, who needs cable anymore?
No, for real. There's just... I mean, unless you want to watch sports, there really is no goddamn reason.
Yeah.
It's basically all there is to it, which is why salary caps are doubling.
Right.
Because that's where all the advertising money has to go, because it's the only thing people watch anymore live.
Yeah, man. I wonder who cracks first and actually has their own streaming service for their sport. You know, when that happens. That's really going to change the.
I'm going to bet against hockey. based on our earlier conversation, I don't think they're savvy enough to get that done.
Yeah, I mean, MLB has a service and a streaming component to it, but they still black out games and stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's so 20th century thinking.
Yeah, I mean, NBA has an app too. They black out every, you know,
game. The NFL would make so much goddamn money if they did it.
Yeah. You know who's making a lot of money? It's not really a sport, but wrestling. They have their own service, streaming service, and they have their entire archive on there and the live stuff. They're raking in the dough.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? That doesn't shock me at all. They were the ones who got their shit together first. Like, they understood, like, the new paradigm, as it were.
Yeah.
Didn't know that, but not surprised to hear it, even in the least.
I'm surprised the UFC doesn't do the same thing because they're not on ESPN. They refuse to be on ESPN and on cable. So they make all their money off pay-per-view. They could just get a pay-per-view's worth of money every month from some people that watch the UFC, for Pete's sakes.
Yeah.
They just don't get their act together, I guess. I don't know.
Sometimes these corporations are just really slow to react to what's obvious. And I guess as I get older, I shouldn't be surprised that this is what they do, but it's what they do.
Yeah. I mean, this is where things are going. Yeah. They have been going there for the better part of the last decade. So.
Exactly. Yeah. That's like those new credit card chip things, right? That's old technology. It's just Americans were for some reason scared of it for no damn reason.
Yep.
That's why we didn't have it for a decade.
Yep. But you roll into Canada and they're like, yeah, what's wrong with you? This is like normal now.
Catch up.
Yeah.
But aren't you afraid of the hackers? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
This is safer, you twit.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Know.
It's going to be the same with self-driving cars, man. It's going to be a long road, no pun intended, until we get...
Ironically, I think that's the kind of thing we might actually decide that we might rush that out. I could totally see us doing that backwards. No, they're fine. Really? It doesn't seem to know left from right.
This whole Tesla crash was fatal that happened recently is like a huge blow, I think, in the public eye to the self-driving cars. We'll see how it evolves, but I don't know. People are pretty antsy about it, but it's the future, man. Embrace it, is what I say.
Listen, I drive in the Pacific Northwest. I'm all about taking the wheel away from people. I've seen things. Horrible, horrible things.
I tell you.
Oh, before I let you go, I need to ask the question that all of America wants to know.
Okay.
Do you ship Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston?
Oh, my God. Not that I'm like I follow any of this, but I did see that, and I was like, that simultaneously makes a lot of sense and makes no sense. I bet Tom Hiddleston's just awesome. He seems awesome. And Taylor Swift doesn't seem like she's going to take anybody's shit. So good on him. That's all I have to say, I guess, on that topic.
So you think it's a get for him?
I think it's a get for both of them.
Okay.
I mean, it's Hollywood / entertainment industry, so who knows how long any of that stuff ever lasts, but seems good for now.
I think I would agree with that, that it would be a get for him. She's, I mean, God, 1989 is still tearing up the charts 2 years later.
Yeah.
She kind of is pop culture in the States right now.
And she doesn't really have to do anything else to be that.
No, she does not. She just has to have interesting boyfriends, I guess. And the God of Lies certainly qualifies.
There you go.
Apparently, he's also on the short list for Bond.
I heard about that. Yeah. That's an interesting choice. Be supportive of that. Idris Elba is still number one for me, but I understand that some people don't want that. But and now he's the gunslinger, so who knows
what
will happen.
I like Elba. But I don't think he's quite right for that role, at least as I understand it.
Who knows? Maybe they'll go completely off out of left field and hire someone that's
like, it's almost like he's too much of a badass, if that makes sense.
Okay. I just want to see more of him on screen. Like, it's like one movie a year,
I will totally sign off on that sentiment.
The guy's awesome.
Yes.
I mean, have you watched Luther at all?
No, and maybe that's what I'm doing in July.
All three seasons are on Netflix, I think, still.
Yeah.
Like,
now, is it like Sherlock, where it's like small movies?
Sort of. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like, how, yeah. Like, what is three seasons of Luther?
Oh, yeah, three series.
Yeah.
I think every episode's an hour, and there's maybe three or four episodes.
Well, that's cool.
Longer than an hour.
We can bang that out.
Yeah. No, I really enjoyed Luther. Again, Idris Elba, too awesome for words.
Yeah, he's – yeah. Yeah. I it's hard to see him as Bond, but, yeah, oh my God. I want to see him as a franchise dude for sure.
Yeah. Someone lock this guy down. Put him in something awesome for
– Well, I think Warren Ellis was pushing for him to be Captain Kirk.
Oh, wow.
When he heard he was in Star Trek, and he was like, no, they've already cast him, Warren. Yeah, well, you did it wrong. What else is coming on the pipeline for you podcast-wise? Busy.
Yeah, just finished season one of Yes, You're a Writer. So if folks are looking into getting into writing, mostly novels or long-form stuff, working on a manuscript even, not even at the ready-to-publish phase. Yes, You're a Writer is a good start, kind of going through the phases of writing. So we finished season one, which kind of gets through from starting a story to finishing your story. And then we're going to take a couple months break, and we're going to start in the fall on season two, which is more business-oriented in terms of getting your stuff into the hands of folks who can put it out into the world. So check that out. That's on SoundCloud and iTunes and Google Play. Just search for Yes, You're a Writer.
Is that a comma or a exclamation?
Exclamation point! Exclamation point!
Got it.
Yes, bang! You're right. Yeah, that's mostly what I've been doing on the podcast side. Kung Fu Conversations is pretty infrequent these days. We just kind of do a movie every month or two, where we look at the martial arts and review.
That's cool, though. I'm sure that's appreciated and a lot of fun.
Yeah,
really, for sure. really getting into the technical aspect of that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And we try to pick movies that are pretty representative, and it's not just the same Hollywood stuff over and over and over again, or the same Hong Kong stuff over and over and over again.
Right. And hell, with the DVD disc 2 being dead, I dare say it's like you're filling like a niche that's drastically underserved.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. We don't see a lot of people doing this kind of analysis, and we're real martial artists, so maybe we know a thing or two. I don't know.
That's always good. You don't want to be Venezuela and or a Las Vegas hockey team up there.
Oh, there you go. Our two pariahs for the evening.
We finally found something we hate worse than DC Comics. Yay for us.
That's because Keyshawn's not on the episode.
He has a busy schedule of Overwatch.
Hey, Overwatch, man. You know, speaking of games, that game is a lot of fun, I gotta say.
Oh yeah, that has been second only by Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston on the internet on the interwebs, as it were.
Yeah, a lot of Overwatch. I've been playing the new Doom. Believe it or not, they've rebooted Doom. And that's a lot of fun too. It's a much more modern take.
I understand it's excellent, but it just had the misfortune of coming out against Overwatch.
Yes, yeah. Pretty much anything for the next several months coming out is hard to compare to Overwatch.
Yeah,
man, Blizzard just knocked it out of the park, man. I tell you, that wasn't even that game is made up of assets for another game that they canceled. Like, they put assets to use that they had like kind of shelved to make that game.
Oh, I'm glad this came up because we were talking about movies we didn't go see. Was I right in my suspicion that Warcraft the film bombed?
It bombed in the U.S. and it was massive in China.
Okay.
Like
I don't know what that means in the in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, that's exactly. I don't think anyone does. Yeah. Except that China is a really good market for fantasy films, and the U.S. isn't
I understand. It's like I think at least the second biggest worldwide market too. So that's a big deal.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure it's a shoe-in for a sequel, no matter what it did in the U.S.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. That was another movie that came out after Civil War that nobody watched.
Yeah. I just it had a complete cast of unknowns, and it seemed like it really – if you didn't know the game, you just couldn't even begin to give a shit about it. And it looked like it cost approximately, you know, the same amount of money that Britain just lost in the Brexit. So it just seemed like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. And just, I don't know, China was ready for it. They wanted that, I guess. Yeah. They liked it. And from what I read, the reviews, the criticism was it was setting up too many things. So it was complicated. Like it zoomed around too many characters, too many plot points.
Oh.
It was building this huge world with all these, you know, running threads that it intends to fill, you know, and see in later movies. And so that's where it sort of fell apart.
Oh, I see. They forgot to make a movie in their zeal to make a franchise.
Yeah, you gotta tie one thread at least all the way through and finish it to make an arc for the movie.
Or kill a lot of characters, all like Game of Thrones. You gotta do one or two.
Yeah, even can't finish a story if the character's dead.
That's right. Well, I mean, it's sort of closure, right? He stopped talking because I killed him.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Getting back to Thrones for 1 second before we legitimately close this one out.
Sure.
Explain. I can't even get this out. I'm so frustrated. Yeah. Who is the person that watches the entire gentry be immolated in a horrible explosion, and their first thought is, "Oh God, what happened to the cat?"
Oh.
Who's gonna feed the kitty?
Like I said to someone online, I'm sure he'll land on his feet.
Yeah, right? But, oh, no. No.
Sir Pounce.
Yeah. The realm is in ruins, but we're worried about who's going to feed the cat.
I mean, I honestly did not see that Tommen thing coming. I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And I was like, oh, wait, he's doing this. All right. Bye, man. The cat really didn't come into the equation for me at the time, but I was like, you know, whatevs.
Yeah, I did not. That was not what I was worried about. Not even a little bit. that Sir Pounce might actually be out of a home.
Yeah. Who knows?
I was thinking about, like, how did Arya cook those two guys in a pie, you know? Or,
yeah.
No. Tell me about the cat.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Gotta love the internet sometimes, man. That's just the randomest stuff.
Yeah, it's true. It's just sometimes the reactions just blow my mind, and I guess I'm not quite numb to it yet.
Yeah, it's just yeah.
You know, because there was that, and there was just, you know, when they got so pissed at Spencer, like we were talking about.
Yeah.
It's like, let him finish.
Yeah.
It's just a twist. There's probably a reason for it. It's probably a good reason.
I wonder if it just – the notion of getting that issue out around the time of Civil War backfired on them. Like, they wanted the press attention, and it just – you know, everybody had Civil War on their mind, so like mm-hmm. – It caught fire quickly, but it didn't go the way they wanted it. I don't know. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, no, I think that's a very accurate read. I'm just trying to figure out why the reaction was so incredibly negative. That they, I mean, I don't know, maybe they just people just like to be outraged sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Marvel's run by anti-Semites. What?
What? Yeah, no.
Like most of their main creators were Jews back in the day. I don't know what the shit you're talking about. Yeah.
Some of them, you know, they still have many of them.
Yes, I don't.
You'd think those guys or gals would be up in arms over this, but they're not. Because they know it's more than one issue that you have to.
Right.
Being writers themselves and artists and whatnot. Internet.
Sometimes I just want to scold it. No. No.
And then it turns out you're just yelling into the same void that they are.
Yeah, no, that's exactly the truth. All right. Well, Ariel Rodriguez of Yes, You Are a Writer and Kung Fu Conversations, thank you for being on the latest episode of Full of Silent Fury podcast, my friend.
You bet, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know it was a holiday weekend, too, so I appreciate you squeezing it in.
Sure.
And we didn't go for, like, hours this time. But
we covered a lot of ground, though, I feel.
No, we did. It was like an episode of Game of Thrones season 6.
It's like Battle of the Bastards in podcast form or something. I don't know.
Very market efficient. I've been Cyrus Mortazavi. This has been Full of Sound and Fury podcast. Quick note for me, I will be at Anime Midwest in Chicago, Illinois, July 8th through 10th. So hopefully you're listening to this before then. Come find me in the Artist Alley / Dealer's Room, because I'm not entirely clear where I'm at. No,
and hopefully they have air conditioning, unlike Anime Expo, I think.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
That's not a cool thing to do.
Nope. No, it is not.
In Southern California in July.
Apparently they have 300 artists stuffed into a garage.
Jesus, man.
With no AC.
Oh man, Anime Expo. what have you gone? What is going on?
Yeah, I think they've gone Comic Con, unfortunately.
Yikes.
So we made no money and we're dehydrated. It's been a great 4 days.
Wow.
That's too many artists too.
Yeah.
Unless you're like Comic Market in Tokyo, in which case you're fine. But
yeah, but that's like what people do at Comic Market, right? Like as opposed to Anime Expo where there's like panels and all other stuff drawing people's attention.
Yeah.
Man.
I gotta get to Comic Cat one of these days. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it does. I've never been myself, but that does sound pretty cool.
Millions of people like legitimately want to buy comics.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a novelty anymore.
True.
Okay, we're going to end this for real.
All right.
This episode and previous episodes of Full of Sound and Fury podcast are available at fulofsoundandfury.com or via subscription to both iTunes and SoundCloud. This has been a Rise Again production, copyright